Kingston police in the city of Kingston are reminding residents of rules around electric-powered modes of travel like e-scooters in the city after a rider was arrested for going 77 kilometers per hour in a bike lane last week. While they may be a common sight in the city, police are reminding residents that e-scooters are not currently permitted on municipal roads, sidewalks, trails, pathways, or any other public spaces within the city of Kingston. Individuals who choose to operate e-scooters or similar devices that do not comply with provincial and municipal regulations may be subject to enforcement action, including charges, fines, vehicle impoundment, and other penalties where applicable. Since their initial release, Kingston Police has issued another reminder to residents that electric dirt bikes and other off-road vehicles are also prohibited from operating on municipal streets, sidewalks, community parks, trails, and pathways within the city. Police have seen an increase in the number of these vehicles in the community. CFRC spoke with Constable Colangeli, Media Relations Officer with Kingston Police, about the safety concerns surrounding the unlicensed operation of e-scooters, e-bikes, and other off-road vehicles. I'm here with Constable Colangeli from the Kingston Police, and I originally reached out to you for another news release that you had sent out, and there has since been an updated one, but I wonder if we could talk about the first one, which was predicated by kind of a dramatic radar capture of someone going far faster than they should have on an e-scooter.
Yeah, absolutely. So on August 1st of this year, a member of our traffic safety unit captured an individual going 77 kilometers an hour on an e-scooter, and they were in the area of Division Street and John Counter, so right in kind of the heart of the city, the busy area. Obviously, the person was stopped and was issued numerous Part 3 summons, driving while under suspension, operating a motor vehicle without insurance, driving a motor vehicle without insurance, driving without license plates, failing to stop when directed by a police officer. So many people ask, how did we get to that point because it's an e-scooter? Well, based on the speed of that e-scooter, it was treated as a motor vehicle.
Okay. And from what I understand, Province of Ontario has a pilot project in place. Kingston, as a city, however, is not currently in that pilot project, which means I believe the cutoff is 24 kilometers per hour for it to be considered not a vehicle.
Yes. So the pilot project covers scooters that go up to 24 kilometers an hour. However, the city has not opted in, and right now, regardless of the speed, above or below 24 kilometers an hour, e-scooters are prohibited in the city of Kingston. You cannot ride them on municipal roads, sidewalks, trails, pathways, or other public spaces. The only space to operate an e-scooter is on private property when you have permission from the property owner.
Okay, and I think this is might come as a surprise to some listeners because we do see e-scooters sometimes out on the roads. But this new release is also talking about some of the other prohibited modes of transportation. And I wonder if we could talk about that as well, because it's not just one vehicle that you're addressing.
No, so the other release kind of focuses on bikes, power-assisted bikes, also known as e-bikes, which, as long as they meet certain requirements, are permitted. But there are many that we're seeing that are prohibited vehicles. So I can go over what's allowed first to make it easier. So the only power-assisted bike or mode of transportation that is allowed is an e-bike. And an e-bike is defined as a bike that has a handlebar for steering, working pedals, two or three wheels, an electric motor, and a braking system. So that's the definition of the bike. The bike cannot go over 32 kilometers an hour. You have to be 16 to ride the bike. You have to wear an approved bicycle or motorcycle helmet, and you have to follow the same rules as a cyclist. So these bikes can essentially go where a normal pedal bike can go.
We talked in relation to the e-bike arrest, some of the serious consequences that people are facing, but I wonder if you could talk more from a safety point of view, why these regulations are in place.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're seeing two things. We're seeing some folks buying these modes of transportation, and they can go anywhere from speeds to 50 to 80 kilometers an hour, which is extremely fast, especially given the fact that they offer little to no safety precautions. We're also seeing people modify scooters and bicycles to be able to go faster than what the manufacturer intended. And that's a risk as well, because often people are modifying the speed, but they're not modifying their brakes to be able to stop at that speed. So the bike actually can't stop. It's not designed to go 80 kilometers an hour. The brakes aren't designed to operate at 80 kilometers an hour. And, you know, that's obviously causes safety concerns for other pedestrians on the road and sidewalks, for the operator of that bike, and for other motor vehicles on the road.
If parents are listening, what are the consequences if they allow someone who's under 16 years of age to operate one of these vehicles?
Sure. Well, the consequences for anyone are the same. If you're operating one of these prohibited modes of transportation, specifically something that is going like 77 kilometers an hour, you will be treated as a vehicle on the roadway. So you can be charged with driving without a license, driving without insurance, and a first-time offense for driving without insurance can carry a fine of $5,000. Also, if you are a young person and you get charged with driving without a license and no insurance and, you know, a plethora of charges, that's going to affect your ability to get insurance when you become of driving age, because you're already going to have things on your record that insurance companies are going to look at and deem you a liability because of. So that's separate from the safety aspect. You know, we're seeing that people aren't wearing proper safety equipment, people aren't dressed properly. And I would stress for any pedestrian on the road, whether it's you're walking, you're using an e-bike, you're using a normal bicycle, the two things you need to do are be predictable and be visible. That's what's going to keep you safe. If other motorists know what you're going to do and you're using proper hand signals and you're visible, that's going to keep you the safest on a bike. But unfortunately, we're seeing people with no lights on their bikes, dressed in dark clothing, operating the bike in the evening and no type of warning for drivers. And it's causing accidents that maybe could have been prevented if those measures were taken.
I think especially as we are seeing school's going to be back in session, Queen students are coming back. So the number of people traveling around during the day is going to be a lot busier. And so a really important time to be stressing that, you know, you do have to pay attention. You do have to be careful. There's going to be literally thousands more people commuting through downtown Kingston and across Kingston.
Absolutely. And I understand that people are looking for more affordable modes of transportation that are better for the environment, that are easier for urban areas. And some people may be disappointed that a scooter isn't one of these options. I bring up the e-bikes because there is an option right now in Kingston that is your best option. Defined by the government e-bike that does not go over 32 kilometers an hour and you're using as a bicycle and following the rules of the road like a cyclist. I don't know what the city's intentions are long term for the pilot project with the scooters, but right now those modes of transportation are prohibited on public roadways in Kingston.
If listeners have any doubts about a vehicle that they might have or that they might be considering purchasing, is there a way to find out what the rules are right now?
Yeah, so if you go to the Ontario government's webpage, ontario.ca/ebikes, that will give you some parameters as to what you can and can't operate. But that's at the provincial level. So I stress that you have to also check your municipal bylaws. So like Kingston has a municipal bylaw that says you cannot ride a bicycle on a sidewalk. So any bike cannot be on a sidewalk anywhere. So the city of Kingston's website also has some resources, but you can go onto our webpage as well and read our media releases, and hopefully that clears it up. I know sometimes reading it gets a little confusing, you know, clear as mud, but essentially the power assisted bike right now is what you want to be looking for. No modifications, do not remove the pedals. And then from there, we'll see what direction the city goes in with these pilot projects.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. I know this is a busy time of year for you, and I appreciate you sharing this with our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you.
As mentioned by Kingston Police, while the province is using a pilot to explore the rules and regulations around e-scooters and other types of small electric vehicles, participation in the pilot program is up to each municipality, and the city of Kingston has not opted into the pilot program at this time. According to the City of Kingston's current policies, e-cargo bikes weighing more than 55 kilograms, electric-powered kick scooters or e-scooters, electric unicycles, electric one-wheels, electric skateboards, electric hoverboards, electric transporters, and low-speed vehicles, those small four-wheeled electric vehicles with a top speed of 32 to 40 kilometers per hour, are not permitted within the city's public transportation network. A spokesperson from the City of Kingston was not available for interview, but city staff did share that the city is currently developing a micromobility regulation strategy to ensure people of all ages and abilities can use Kingston's streets, paths, and trails safely and confidently. A review of the city's bylaws that regulate micromobility was identified as a recommendation as part of the city's active transportation implementation plan, and a public survey was open for feedback earlier this spring. Micromobility is a general term used to describe a range of small, low-speed, relatively lightweight, human or electric-powered modes of travel. Examples include bicycles, which can be standard or folding, and cargo bikes and e-cargo bikes, electric kick scooters or e-scooters, skateboards, rollerblades, and low-speed vehicles. The Kingston Police Traffic Safety Unit will be increasing education and enforcement in the coming weeks, especially during the first week of school, in an effort to keep road users and pedestrians safe from all forms of motor vehicles. To learn more about the city's ongoing micromobility review and development of a micromobility regulation strategy, please visit Get Involved Kingston at getinvolved.cityofkingston.ca.